What's up? You're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. My name is Maria Menendez. I'm an adult film critic. You can find me on Playboy Radio most times. But here I'm filling in for Julie Ashton, and we're going to interview a girl named Ariel X, who, according to my notes here, it's actually funny the way this is written. It says, porn star, maybe, with a question mark. But that's because we didn't know if you're going to show up, but I think that that's an interesting question, a good place to start. Like, do you consider, are you a porn star? Well,
I make adult films. I don't do boy-girl stuff. So when I tell people in the industry, I'm like, oh, I do adult stuff. They're all, well, if you don't fuck guys, then you're not a porn star. So I'm adult talent. I don't know.
So you start, I'd never heard of you till today. No, I'd seen you up on your agent's website and I'd seen some pictures, but I've never seen any of your work before. And what I saw was is Richard Avery, who put this thing together, showed me your website, which was an excellent website.
Thank you very much.
What's the URL for that?
It's www.arielx.com.
Yeah.
It was just redesigned, so I'm really happy. It has all the bells and whistles of like a porn star's website, so I'm happy with it.
How long have you been operating a website?
2 years. 2 years, and still nobody's heard of me.
Do you do well on the internet?
I guess it does okay. Does all right. I can't like make a living off just the website yet, but you know, one day I will.
So you do boy girl, and no, you don't do boy girl, but you do a lot of fetish stuff.
Do a lot of fetish, girl. I go as hardcore as you can get with girls. Uh-huh. Like they can fuck me in the ass, anything. They can spit on me, slap on anything of me on me. So I go pretty hardcore with the girls there.
Would you consider yourself more submissive or dominant?
I'm definitely more submissive, but if I have to be, I can be dominant. Like I'm a switch, what they call a switch, where I can do both.
Yeah. There's something about you. How did you end up in porno? What made you go from, what did you do before porno?
I worked at a computer store and I was their web designer and I was in customer service also, and I did the shipping. I pretty much was running the company, and as a side project, I wanted some really pretty pictures of myself to have. So I went and got some pictures taken, and I found out that I got a lot of attention being naked. So I liked it a lot, and it turned from I did topless, then I did bottomless, full nude, and then it, you know, insertion, and then toys, and then girls. It progressed throughout the years, you know, to, well, yeah, I'll fuck a girl and she can fuck me in the ass and that type of thing. So, and I started doing bondage, which I found out that I really loved. So that's like really broke me in to the hardcore stuff.
I think it's great that you actually admit to liking the attention in porn. A lot of girls are like, oh, I'm in it for the sex or I'm in it for the money. But what people forget about is that doing porno is that you get a lot of attention.
Yeah, a lot. And I used to get a lot of like mail from Christians, and it was pretty much hate mail. Mm-hmm. But I even like that too, because I like that, oh, well, you at least know who I am, you know?
Did you start in the industry here in Los Angeles, or where did you start?
In Los Angeles, yeah.
Are you from here?
I was born and raised.
Wow.
There I'm a native.
So few native Los Angelinos?
I guess. Los Angelina, because I'm a girl.
That's great.
Yep, I'm a native.
So what kind of, what you said that you like bondage stuff. Like, what made you realize you were into that?
It was, well, I have really good orgasms when I'm tied up, when you can't control your movement and you're stuck, you're like, ugh. And I have really intense where I'm usually, my body's convulsing, like, ugh, you know, shaking. But when you're constricted like that, it concentrates everything to that one area, and your eyes rolling back to the back of your head and drool coming out. And it's so powerful. You can't control it because somebody else is usually forcing that orgasm onto you, and it's... Wow.
I'm like forced orgasms, bondage. Like, I'm like, can I take my pants off?
It's serious. It's, and I really recommend it to everyone. I know it's not for everyone, but it's something to try at least once.
Do you have like fetish videos on your website?
Definitely, yeah. I do a lot of foot and leg fetish because I have really pretty feet. I'm not. I know I'm so humble, right?
But hey, I think I have hot feet too. So.
So I love touching my feet, and I do a lot of oil, lather it up, and that type of thing. Leg fetish, bondage, that type of stuff on my website.
Wow. Do you shoot? Do you like? You strike me as because how old are you?
I'm 26. I'm old.
That's what you strike by is that you're a woman who got in the industry. You've you've only been in for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. About 2 years. Is that right? 2 years?
Yeah, about 2 years.
About 2 years. You're a woman. You got into this website as a grown woman, already knowing your desires and your passions, which I think gives you an advantage over a lot of girls that come in very, very young. How do you feel about working with girls that are so much younger than you?
You know, I always brag about it. Like, if I work with an 18-year-old girl, I'm all, yes, I fucked an 18-year-old. I brag about it. I'm all, ooh. And they're just as fun as if they own their sexuality and they want it, and you can tell they want it, that it's just hot every time. There's no age barrier, boundaries or anything where you're like, oh, she's just a little girl. I've never fucked a little girl. Like, she's 18, but her mind isn't 18.
There's a little some of that, yeah.
Yeah, I've never had that experience. Oh. But I'm lucky. I get to work with really beautiful, smart women.
Who do you like to work with?
Oh, like, can I name names?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I really love Lexi Bardot. She's really hot.
I love Lexi Bardot.
She can fuck.
Well, my thing about Lexi is that she's so horny.
Yeah.
She is horny.
She really, and she knows what she's doing. I love Kimberly Kane. Mm-hmm. She knows how to fuck asses. I love working with Princess Donna. She's up at Cybernet. She runs. She knows. Oh, she is.
I'm actually getting into porn because I want to work with Princess Donna.
She, oh my God, she knows everything about giving an orgasm, and she just makes it so perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one, she fisted me one time, and it was like my first time ever being fisted. Uh-huh. I was like, you know what you're doing, and it didn't hurt. It didn't, you know, it was so beautiful. Like, because she knew what she was doing. It was so awesome. Like, I was like, man, everyone, she needs to write a book. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, Princess Dawn, I hear nothing but great things about.
She's,
Lexi Bardot, though.
Yeah, Lexi Bardot.
My favorite thing, I saw this, I was working on this set with Lexi, and this is my favorite story about her, is that she was giving a double blowjob, and that's all she had to do, was just a double blowjob. And when the cameras weren't rolling, because she was so turned on by what she was doing, she was fucking the talent for free when the cameras were off. And I'm like, that's a girl who's in the right industry.
Oh, yeah,
I'm definitely getting that vibe from you. You seem to really.
Oh, I love what I do. And that's why I like, people go, well, don't you feel bad for doing it? You know, because everyone has like moral problems with it. And I'm like, well, if you have a problem with it, I won't talk to you about it. You know, but I'm not going to feel bad about myself and my decisions. I love doing it. I have a good time. I've never come home from a shoot and been, oh man, I wish that hadn't happened. You know, every day of my life, every day I work, I just have a great time. And I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to do this again. You know, like, I get so eager. I'm like, woo! It's so, like, I feel so lucky to be able to do it and get paid. So.
Do you think that there's going to be any ramifications for appearing in adult films in your future?
Well, I had a boyfriend break up with me because of it. I had told him I was doing adult stuff, and I told him about my website, and then he was like, oh no, that's fine. And then 2 weeks later, he tells me, I stumbled upon your website and I can't believe you would do that. And so he stopped talking to me and said really bad things to me. When it was someone so close to me, that hurt. But I don't care if, like, someone off the street goes, slut, bitch, cunt, you know, like, I'm like, thanks. Yeah, so at least I do it in public. I don't want to know what you do in your private life, you know? Like, I don't know. It's like that type of thing where at least I'm honest. Like, it's an honest business to the extent where I'm doing everything. I'm showing you everything I do, you know? Whereas, like, people in their private life, like, a guy could be cheating on his wife or fucking his secretary or, like, doing stuff to their kids, and you're like, and you're going to judge me, you know? Like, I'm sorry, but...
Glass houses.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So would you say that, like, I'm amazed to meet a woman who actually, you came in as a woman, you're owning your sexuality. Would you say that your work's kind of like you're a window into you, like, in a way, like a window into, like, your sexuality?
Yeah, definitely. Like, everything I do on film, it's not really acting. Well, I never fake an orgasm unless they want something like, okay, do some crazy, make it loud or whatever. Like, I get off every time I have sex on film with a girl, you know, like, it's personal. Definitely like I'm that's like what you see on camera, that's what I'm like in bed. Like I'm you know, like, woo, you know, like definitely that's a piece of me, of who I am, but that doesn't define everything about me either.
Of course not. What would you say, what does define you as a human being beyond the porno?
You know, I'm like this, I want to say a mother figure, because with my friends, I want to take care of everyone. I'm mm-hmm. like the little like mother hen who's like, okay, want to make sure everyone's okay. Come on. All right. Let's do this together. You know, like mm-hmm. I'm just like this. I'm really giving mm-hmm. and I like to make sure people are, you know, happy. Yeah. So that's kind of what I am.
Are you a parent?
Maybe.
We'll move on.
No, I have one. I have a son.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it hard to, I mean, I can't imagine balancing like going to work and being a sex object and coming home and having to change the role into a parent. Is that ever hard for you?
No, not really. Because, well, you get like that whole drive home and you're like, all right, I worked. I got, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of, I guess, if you were married and you had kids and you and your significant other fucked and then, oh, we got to go feed the baby or something. You know, yeah. It's like you can turn it off like that. You know, it's not like you're horny all the time and you can't, you know, function.
Do you ever worry that your career might affect your child in the future?
Actually, you know, I know it definitely will. But, all right, let's see. Where do I start? My mother and father had a very interesting religion where it had required my mother to have sex with people to purify them of their sins. So I grew up with everyone in my neighborhood. I grew up Mormon. I was raised Mormon. Everyone from our church knowing what my parents did because it was all over the newspapers. And I got treated pretty badly for mm-hmm. it. And I remember being young and being, oh, that sucks. Oh, man, that my mom would do this to me. But it actually protected me a lot, too, because I saw how people were mm-hmm. and people would judge me before, you know. And so I knew who to trust as a friend and who not to trust.
And I guess you grew up with it, so it was normal to you.
It was never, like, normal, really. Like, I was just like, you know what, don't, like, it was my family. They still loved me, mm-hmm. you know. It was still, like, I grew up, I think my parents raised me better than any parent could have done, like, for their child, because they taught me to be free and to accept myself. And even though the rest of the world wasn't accepting me, mm-hmm. I learned to accept myself. And I think I learned that at such an early age, I was really lucky. So I'm hoping, I know that, you know, this isn't a job that most parents should have, and, you know, it might, you know,
be
an issue for my son, mm-hmm. but also, at the same point, if he's smart enough to grow from it the way I grew, then mm-hmm. there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Are you open with your parents about your career?
Yeah. My dad's proud. My dad's like, oh, you did the Howard Stern show? Oh, I'll tell your uncle.
That's really great. Yeah. It's nice to hear a porn star say something positive about her parents.
Oh, my
you
parents,
know?
They love me. They always, and when they first found out, my mom was kind of like, oh, well, I think you're so smart. You could do something better. I'm like, I am smart. I'm making the money I can now while I can.
Yes.
And it's, I'm learning so much for like video editing mm-hmm. and web design. I can do anything after, like, when I'm old and I'm like, nobody wants to fuck me anymore. I can still do stuff, you know. It's not like porn stars are like, oh, all we're good for is fucking you. You market yourself. You mm-hmm. you put so much, it becomes a business for you.
Yes.
And you can do anything after that. You don't necessarily have to sell your body. You can start selling other people's bodies and still make money.
Do you ever like shoot like? Do you ever like direct stuff for your own website?
For my own website, yeah. I always like, well, I do every week. I do a vlog, like a video log for my website, and I have to edit that too, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do that. I do like sometimes me and my girlfriends will do stuff and we direct it. So it's fun. It's, you know, it's experience. So
how did you get so smart?
Oh, I'm not too smart, but it's just,
you're modest too, like, come on. You're getting like better as this goes on.
Well, like, it's just from so much experience, like, not, I'm cheap. I don't want to pay somebody to do something I can do. That's what it comes from, where it's like, I don't want to pay that guy. He might, what if he rips me off, you
yeah
know? Like, for hell no, you know. Like, I have somebody else running my website and I trust him, so I kind of, you know, delegate work off to people too, but I don't want to be dependent on anyone mm-hmm. either, and I want to be able to know how to do everything.
Well, you have a background in computers, so do you do a lot of your own updates yourself?
Well, I do a lot of the videos for myself, but mm-hmm. the updates, my webmaster has it set up where he queues it up and it automatically just do-do-do-do, you know, you set it in the server and then it has a log date and it goes up, so it's, you know.
That's amazing. It's amazing. So... Wow, we've covered so much ground. I'm like, where do we go from here? Where do you go from here?
My favorite food is burritos from Del Taco.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm a really cheap date. So if anyone wants to take me on a date, like I'm like, let's go to Taco Bell, $1.99 burritos, you know, or just buy me an avocado. I'm set.
Dude, Richard A. Avery is in the control room freaking out. He's all like, I love you.
I can't wait to work with him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be hot. I haven't worked with him yet.
But. Have you seen his work?
Oh, yeah. I saw that one with the taxi cab. With
Drive.
Justin. Drive.
It'll be coming out very soon from Penthouse.
That was so hot. There's something in that for everyone. There's like, no matter what you're mm-hmm. into, it's there. You got it.
Are you a porn fan?
I totally am. Yeah. I watch it religiously almost. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Well, I'm an adult film critic, so I'm the same way. Like, I love porno. Mm-hmm. Who are your favorite directors?
I love Andrew Blake. Love him.
Are you serious?
Yes. I actually met him the other day, and he's just a little pussycat. I love him. He's a sweetheart. But I was a big fan of his work before. Mm-hmm. I like Michael Ninn. I really like... let's see, who else... I like, well, I'm going to be biased now because I've worked with a lot of these people.
Of course you're going to be biased, but like, actually, before you got into the industry, like, what did you jerk off to? Like, what got you going?
Oh, I'm going to scare away so many people.
You can't scare me.
I love watching gay porn, like two guys go, like, humping.
So hot.
But I know, like, guys are listening to this, they're all, and I'm like, oh, I swear, I love watching that so much, like watching them kiss. And I'm like, yeah, ooh. So that's like what I would watch. And I always had the Jenna movies because I love her. And people are like, oh, well, she's been on top for so long. I'm sick of seeing her. I'm like, I am not. I still love her.
Yeah, me either. I'm like, Jenna all the way.
There's a reason for her success, okay?
Dream Quest? Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's amazing. So,
see, I actually had you pegged for like a John Leslie girl. Are you serious? Had you pegged for someone that was all like way into like maybe John Leslie or the early Buttman stuff? But you're going for a more visual feel.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that. And this is why I like Richard Avery's Drive, because it has a lot of foreplay in it. I like mm-hmm. the touching, that type of stuff. And, you know, like I really like that. So
please bring that to girl scenes, because I am tired of seeing girls fucking suck more rubber cock and kiss each other. Drives me up the fucking wall.
Definitely. Yeah. There's this company called Triangle Films. It's a lesbian company, mm-hmm. but it's pretty much just about the art of seduction and female sex. So if you're into that, if you like watching that, it's like 40 minutes of, well, not 40 minutes, but you go like mm-hmm. touching, seduction, like foreplay for like half an hour. And then
do you work for them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love working for them. Because it's not like, okay, fuck her, slap her, punch her in the face, that type of thing. But it's like, no, be soft, gentle, no spitting. I don't want to see any spit. If you have to spit, you can, but not on the face, okay? And you just touch feet, and I get to touch their feet. I'm like, is it okay if I massage your feet? Yeah, sure. I'm all, I'm such a pervert. The feet.
What's some projects that you're really proud of? Like that you really, if someone wanted to find some more of you, like what would you recommend?
I'm really proud of my website, www.arielx.com. But because I put so much work into that myself. But movies, I'm really proud of. This movie I did for Gwen Media called Glitches. It's kind of like bizarre, weird, fetishy.
Gwen Media does the fetish movies.
Yeah, they're
fetish company.
I love that. Yeah, and
Glitches, like a computer glitch.
Glitches. Yeah, I think they got the name because they had a music, like a type of music they were gonna put, and it's kind of like techno electronica, and it's all. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where they got the name from. And then there's anything from Gothic Video, mm-hmm. which I like. It's a lot of fetishy stuff.
I know that you've done most of your work has actually been in fetish.
Yeah, I prefer that. Yeah. I like it.
That's really hot.
Because I have fetishes, so.
You wear a lot of leather and latex?
A lot of latex, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Leather smells too good, and I would just like, oh, my head would explode.
Yeah, wearing leather, like, like I'll just like roll around on people's couches being like, ooh, I know, so good.
I'm always huffing people's couches. I'm all
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. It's great to talk to a porn star with a brain, good head on her shoulders, you know, loves her parents, loves her kids, has a life outside of porno.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Oh, it was amazing. So arielx.com.
That's it.
You can find it. And that's arielx.com. Also, yeah, check her out because, goddamn, you'll be very happy that you did. My name's Maria Menendez. I want to thank you for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. What more can you ask for?